With me on the line is Joe Job with the National Biodiesel Board. And of course, Joe, you guys have your big conference coming up next month in San Diego, getting everyone out there and talking a bit about biodiesel. Give us a little preview of what people should expect to see and hear at the conference.
Sure, John, and thanks for having me on. The conference is going to be another great one. As you know, we've got some major challenges and issues going on. We've just come off of our biggest year production-wise ever, and we're at currently at about a 2 billion gallon per month annualized rate of monthly production. That's extraordinary considering that we were at about an average of 1 billion gallons a month run rate last year. So we're going to do about, for the calendar year, do about 1.7 billion gallons. But like I said, for the last quarter, we've been at a run rate of about 2 billion gallons annualized production. It's extraordinary, and it speaks to how effective the renewable fuel standard is. But the challenge is that Congress is, once again, for the third time in 5 years, through its inaction, going to allow the biodiesel tax credit to expire. And then on top of that, the EPA, in their rulemaking process to establish the 2014 volumes for the renewable fuel standard, proposed a volume that would actually dramatically reduce biodiesel production. They proposed keeping the biomass-based diesel production levels even, but by keeping it even, because we're filling the total advanced biofuel category, biodiesel is driving the total advanced biofuel category. We're spilling over and filling all the other advanced biofuel categories as well. But because the EPA not only proposed capping biodiesel's category, but there's nowhere for biodiesel to move. So it would take us from about a 2 billion gallon per month run rate down below a billion gallons. It would take us dramatically backwards, and you throw the lapse of the tax credit on top of that, and we've got some major concerns that we're going to deal with. The end of the rulemaking process is the week after our conference, so the industry is going to come together in San Diego and really work on unifying and attacking these threats together.
Well, and you talked about quite a bit there about how the EPA decision is going to be affecting you guys, and obviously will be a big subject of conversation there. Do you have any sessions in particular where you're going to focus on what the EPA is proposing and how to move forward if it does end up going to those numbers that the EPA has put out right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of content. I mean, the general sessions will cover these issues, breakout sessions. The EPA will be there, so we have a session that will actually involve the EPA. So it's really a tremendous opportunity if anybody is involved in directly or indirectly in the biodiesel industry. They need to be in San Diego. And by the way, when it's in the teens temperature-wise here in the Midwest, San Diego is not a bad place to visit in the January.
Yeah, you know, who could turn down 75 degrees and beautiful sunshine all day long?
I know, it's tough duty. It really is going to be a tremendous conference. One of the things that I'm personally looking forward to is one of our keynote speakers on the first day is Jim Craig. You may remember Jim Craig was the goalie for the 1980 U.S. hockey team gold medal winners. I was 11 years old, and I will never forget the most inspirational sports moments I think I'll probably ever experience. But you have to remember, that was back in the height of the Cold War. Iran had just taken U.S. embassy workers hostage. They were still in captivity at that time. And just a few months before, Russia had invaded Afghanistan. So it was a tremendous challenge. And once again, it was a challenge based on the geopolitics of petroleum, of oil. And the U.S. Olympic hockey team was expected to finish somewhere last in the pack. They were students, whereas most of the world's hockey teams were professional athletes. And especially the Russian team, which had been dominating the world in hockey for 40 years, crushing everybody in their path. And it's the essential David and Goliath story. And that's what we're up against right now. We're facing down the largest, wealthiest, most powerful industry, the petroleum industry, in human history, and that's not an exaggeration. Right now they're kind of getting their way with us. And, you know, we're about to show, what we can do, come from behind and win.
Kind of need your own miracle, this time in San Diego.
We need a miracle, but just like in the 1980 hockey team experience, it seemed like a miracle, but it turned out it was a lot of other factors, including hard work, including determination, including a spirit and teamwork that was just unprecedented. And, you know, the biodiesel industry has always been the underdog, and we've always punched above our weight class. And we're going to do it again, and we're going to win this thing.
Joe, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about the upcoming conference? Still time to register? Still time to get a booth if you're a company?
Absolutely. There's still time, and we want you there. We need you there. And it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous conference. Day two general session will focus on policy. We have working on our team now. We have former Senator Byron Dorgan, who will be speaking on a policy panel. We've got former Congressman Kenny Holsoff, who's also working on our team. And so it's going to be a tremendous event. And if you are in any way connected to the biodiesel industry, you cannot afford not to be there.
Joe Jobe with the National Biodiesel Board, looking forward to the conference coming up in San Diego next month. Joe, thanks for talking to us again today.
All right, John, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Joe. Merry Christmas to you.